can't believe he said that either. But what did you expect when you tuned in? Here's Gruber.
Hey, you probably expect to get slapped right across the face with the truth. That's what I would expect. It's a Friday. I might have had a bit too much coffee. It's okay. I'm going to jump to the hotline real quick because there's another side of this Me Too movement that I've discussed with Ivy and some other folks that you don't hear too much about. And Jamie's on the line and is going to talk about real quickly. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Glad that you're back healthy again.
Thank you.
This is a huge slap in the face to women, actually. Just like they devalued the housewife back in the day when they first got going, these left feminist women do not represent the average woman out here. This Me Too movement, they're all rich women, if you notice.
Of course they are.
And the women out here in the real world who are trying to get jobs, hello, guess what? We're getting the backlash of this. Do you think as a man you're comfortable hiring a fairly decent woman now in your office?
Attractive woman. Of course not, because you're going to be labeled and everything else. It's a great point you make. We've talked about it at length here. I have off the air. We will in the future on the air. I got to leave it there now for Jamie, but we might talk to you again in the future. I appreciate it because it's a very big point you've made, and thank you for being here on a Friday. I have to shift gears to Congressman John Molinar, who is here with us as well, waiting in the wings. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you here. The conversation everywhere is the Me Too movement. And, you know, so I've got a question for you, and then we'll get into what you came here for. But just a real quick question for you. Saturday, May 15th, 1982, where were you?
Well, that's a great question. I would have been in college then.
Right. What'd you do that day?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, come on. Well, how do you not know? Anyhow, I think I've made my point. Saturday, May 15th, 1982, where were you and what were you doing? Did you drink beer that day?
Yeah.
Anyhow, well, you were in college. I'll make my own assumptions. Anyhow, Congressman, you see the point that we're the challenges that we're having here. At any rate, we're here to talk about a very serious conversation, and that's the Pollock at the Sioux Locks in the Sioux here in Michigan, because we've been talking about that. There's a lot of people don't realize how much freight traffic moves through the locks, how important they are, how critical it is to the infrastructure, not only of the state, but to the entire country. And some big things have happened. Do share.
Well, it was a big week last week. The House delivered excellent news for our state, where we passed legislation authorizing the construction of a new lock in Sault Ste. Marie. And right now, our current lock that handles the 1,000-foot freighters, which bring in the iron ore, the taconite that helps fuel our manufacturing for autos and appliances, it's a 50-year-old piece of infrastructure. And Homeland Security did a report that said that if this lock were ever to go down, it would be the Achilles heel of the North American industrial economy. And so when the president came to Michigan this past spring, Jack Bergman, Paul Mitchell, and myself had the opportunity to brief him on the Sioux Locks, the importance and the necessity of a new lock. He came out fully in support of it, and now we're making tremendous progress with the Army Corps of Engineers doing a report on the necessity of it, and then last week's authorization of funding for a new lock.
So when this gets all the way through, help me with this, because it always is a little bit interesting to me, Congressman, that during World War II we could produce, you know, bombers every 11 hours or something when they got up to the down to the pace, and Liberty ships were fast. How long is this project going to take us? A lot longer than 11 hours, I realize, but it just seems that things take so very, very long to build these days as opposed to where we used to be with it. So help me.
Well, you know, you make a great point, and one of the next steps will be to appropriate funding for the planning and the design of the new lock and to make progress moving forward, and it does take time. This is something we've been working on for decades, and this is the most progress we've had on this in the last decade. And so it's moving forward, but the next steps will be the president will need to make a budget request in his January budget, and as appropriators, I serve on the Appropriations Committee, we need to follow that direction as we appropriate funds for the 2018-2019 fiscal year.
So, physically, as you look at the obviously, this is a massive engineering undertaking, right? I mean, the old locks,
yes.
People don't realize, some of the old locks still have wood is part of their primary moving parts is wood, for Lord's sake. You know, giant wooden bearings, which is, to me, very cool in one way and mind-boggling in another. This will be an engineering feat on a different level now, obviously. But how many years did you say it would take to complete? I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know. And that's where the Army Corps of Engineers and their expertise is going to be very important here. And they've done the report that describes the necessity of it. Then we move into the design phase. But let me just say, this is a national security issue. It's an economic issue. There's an urgency involved like we've never had before. So my hope is, you know, and then when it comes to Michigan, we're dealing with different construction seasons and have to work around the harsh winter experience that we have in Michigan. So it'll be designed and the work plan will be laid out in such a way that will make it successful. But it's great news to have it moving forward, and we just really appreciate the president's leadership. And it's a bipartisan thing for
Of course it is.
Our Michigan delegation and the Midwest delegation.
Yeah, I mean, we've been aware for a very long time that the big lock, there's one big one, the Poe lock, and if it came to a standstill, mechanically speaking, or, you know, God forbid, was the focus of a terrorist attack, within a few weeks, a vast majority of goods and services throughout the country in the Great Lakes in the northern United States would come to a stand. It would stop, frankly.
It would just
stop. And so this is critical.
A lot of jobs, even as far as California, would be affected. I mean, you think of it as a Michigan or a Midwest, but all across our North American industrial economy, we are dependent on the Sioux locks. And so it's vital for our infrastructure.
Yeah, well, there you go. So let's just a couple other quick questions. Congressman John Molinar here. You shouldn't be such a stranger, Congressman. You know, we'd have you more often. We like you, you know. Well, we do. You know, you're kind of a jovial fellow. We like that. How's the reelection going? Obviously, it's that time of the year. We're down to, what, 6.5 weeks until the big payoff? Where are we?
Well, it's an election year that we have, you know, a lot at stake, and we've got a strong ticket from the top all the way through our, you know, federal and state candidates, so I spend my time, you know, between working in Washington, D.C., spending time in the district. I have 15 counties and the 4th Congressional District, and get to each of the counties and meet with people and work in solving problems. So I'm looking forward to the election. I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm working this election very hard. And you know, the national trends are that typically a party that is in power with the White House loses seats in an off-year election. So we're facing that, and the key is going to be who turns out in this election.
And, you know, so I'm looking at
sure
numbers
that
are pretty good. You know, the lowest jobless claims in half a century, and the GDP is up, and things are looking good, Congressman. So I wouldn't believe those headlines quite yet. And thank you for being here, Congressman John Molinar.
Thank you, Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to talk about your health for a moment right after this.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see!
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion!
Thanks, Fashion On!
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.